Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here at 1150 AM KKNW, we'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Who's that?
That was Faye Wiedenhoff from C-Star.
Yay.
Love Faye. Been following her quite a bit on the old Facebook, the old interwebs. She's doing amazing.
She's playing electric guitar.
Yeah, we need to get her in to do it here live.
So
it'll be fun.
She played that song. Let's see. I turned 50, Center for Wooden Boats, Cama Beach. She was my, the band, the party band. C-Star was there. And I was presented with a pair of wings from my favorite person, my favorite friend, Lisa Michan. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Are you excited to be here?
Uh-huh.
Just making sounds. It's going to be a good time. So Lisa's been on the show, one time before this. Mm-hmm. And I have to go back to 11 years ago when I was going to do the census.
Oh, I remember those days.
But back then, we had to do 40 hours of training at a pizza place. So we were all sitting there. And this one woman, she was wearing black lipstick, and she was sitting in the back, black lipstick, and she had black nails, and she was sitting in the back of the room, and every time the speaker was speaking, the guy teaching us, she'd roll her eyes and go look at her phone and go back down looking at her phone. But she was a supervisor, so she'd already done the training, but she was so funny. She just kept rolling her eyes. I'm like, I gotta be with her. I want her to be my lead. And then you were my lead.
Yeah.
And so let's see what happened. Oh, we did the census thing.
Wait a minute. That day, though, I first saw you. You wearing the velour jumpsuit.
You had a velour jumpsuit?
I had a purple velour.
Dina, I'm so glad Lisa's here. Okay, wait.
It was purple, and it looked so soft.
Like you were a pimp or something?
She was.
Like the 70s.
It was like zipped down.
Sweet. Like one full zipper jumpsuit all the way. Like am I
envisioning? No. Oh, okay. No, it was
yeah, that would be funnier.
But she was, you were like hopping around. I was like,
oh God,
what is this? I need some of this.
That's priceless.
It's because I always have to work out, and they made us sit in those chairs for 8 hours. I would take off to the gym probably afterwards. I'm sure that's why I was wearing a velour pantsuit or whatever it was, sweatsuit.
Wow.
Or you were in skirts.
Oh yeah, hippie skirts. Gosh, let's go back to me being a hippie lady.
Aww.
And that's when I was doing my chakra stuff and teaching classes. I had my book. I always had people over to my house to do energy work. And Lisa, we met for a while, and then she got my book, and I signed it. Mm-hmm. And then she told me something. Do you remember what you told me?
I got your angel book first, the coloring book.
And what had happened to you at that time? I was looking at this beautiful young lady, and I noticed you were still wearing pregnancy pants. Remember that?
Yes.
And so you had lost a baby. When I first met you, and I have this Orr's Angel coloring book about babies and my grandma losing her child. And we were meant to be together. And the beauty of this is I said, Lisa, you got to come to my house and do a Reiki session. And you said, what the heck is a Reiki session? And so you came to my house, and moments into me Reiking you, I saw a past life where you and I were together. And I was a midwife. I actually helped people cross over in a temple. And that was the first time I ever saw that lifetime, but where I helped you pass because you said you wanted to go. You were comatose. You had had a stroke, but you were full-term pregnant. And so what I remember about that lifetime is that that baby, I nurtured that baby, and that baby became my baby after I helped you cross over. And this is our first time together, and you're like, okay, this is weird.
Yes, I was taken aback.
And you've been trying to conceive, and you have, but the baby just a couple times didn't take.
Yeah, that was when I met you. I just, my heart.
Yeah.
It was my second loss. And you were talking about chakras, and I was like, oh, I think I read a book about that. And I tried to bring you a book, and you're like, oh, honey, I already know about chakras. Actually, you need to come over, because in so many nice words, you were like, you're dead inside. And then as soon as you started doing the Reiki on me, I started to feel alive, and you even said, your color is back. And I was like, hooked. I'm like, yes, I need some more of this, please.
And that was another, I saw two lives, and that's very rare. And the other life was where your blood had been drained. And it was like a, kind of a ritual of some sort, and it was not a good thing. It was a bad life where you were sacrificed. Mm-hmm. Not something you normally want to see. But that was the me bringing blood back into your body, and then me learning about that one past life. And then you came to my house quite a bit, and then we started doing Reiki circles, and you got Reiki attuned.
Yes.
And I wanted you to get pregnant so bad. I quit Reiki-ing you, I let other people Reiki, and they kept seeing birthday, and they kept seeing babies.
Tanya saw one time sunrise or sun something.
New beginnings.
Yes.
And what we did is you and I decided to maybe go to the gym every day.
Yes. Yeah. And, but you were also, because I was doing medicines to get pregnant, it was taking us 6 years to get pregnant. And you were like, just eat right. Stop taking the medicine. Just stop trying.
And saving yourself a lot of money.
It was $900 a month. Finances or financially, emotionally, it was draining.
And then draining, metaphoric.
Blood, there yes, you go. There you go.
And then we started working out. You started losing weight. You started looking super like hot. And you were wearing that pantsuit.
You were talking about my butt.
You must have done a different machine because I was like, her butt's getting smaller like all the time.
Oh, that's right. I was in the treadmill in front of you.
Yeah. So I was like,
yeah, check that out.
She's losing weight. And then one day, I guess we call it our Reiki baby. And you had a baby.
Yes. Yes. And then every time we would do Reiki while I was pregnant with her, she would kick a lot, especially when you would come around.
She knew me.
Oh, yes.
And it was funny because you took me to the airport one time to go to Kauai, and Riley, that's her name, her beautiful name, just her and I have this huge connection, which is just you can't have what we have. Because we haven't been together that much, but she was crying when I was getting on that plane.
She was very scared. I was scared, thinking something was going to happen, but I think she was afraid you weren't coming back.
Mm-hmm. And that's I feel like she was in that temple with me, and I trained her, and she became a hospice worker just like me and helped a doula for the other side. And so we have this connection. But I said I would bring her back something, so I always wear crystal necklaces and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because the only place I could find one was in a Hindu temple. That's where I found her necklace that I brought her back.
Wow.
I know. It's just way too crazy. But through the years, we've kept in together. Mm-hmm. And I, 2 years ago, I was going through I have no place to live, Lisa. Could you hold my wings? So I came to your house and I gave you everything that is of anything of mine that was super valuable, that gifts that people had given me. And you put the wings on your wall,
mm-hmm.
and they're big. They're big wings.
Yeah, above where I was sleeping in the spare bedroom.
So I went off into the world, not knowing. And you even took my blood pressure that day, saying you need to go get help.
Well, I could feel your excitement, or some kind of something was going on with your blood pressure.
My blood pressure. Ooh.
Yes.
But I found a place on right away on Woodby Island, and everything went well. And finally, I got to land, and I know I'm going to stay in the same place for a while. And then I went back to get my wings.
And you left your phoenix mask for me, and it's hanging in my moho.
So now Lisa has her wings, and she's flying. It's just been this beautiful, lovely relationship, and I'm going to go back to my intuition. It has to be my intuition. My intuition in a room of 35 people, I was drawn to you. I knew I had to hang out with you.
That suit pulled me in. Sorry.
I'm sure I wore lots of them. And again, those hippie skirts are so goofy.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's go back to, I was a hypnotherapist. So we did some hypnotherapy and we did some healing work, you and I. And mm-hmm. I found out that when you were younger, you had trauma. Mm-hmm. The day that your sister was coming home from the hospital. That you had to be in the back seat and you were holding her, and your dad was, there was some stress as you were driving home?
My dad would drive drunk a lot. And I remember on this river road, I had my youngest sister in my lap. My other sister locked in my arm, and I had the door open actually just in case, because I felt like we were going to go down the hill. And so I had the door open and ready to grab my sisters to jump out in case he started to.
Mm-hmm. So that's a little anxiety.
Yes, a lot.
And so when you had Riley, at that point you were off your medications. Oh, yes. You were doing just fine. And mm-hmm. I was getting divorced. So I was having some of my own issues and mm-hmm. I was living on Camino at that point. And you called me and you said, I had a meltdown in the car bringing Riley home. And I knew what it was. It was the fact that you were reliving, you were in the backseat with your own child.
Yes.
And remembering that time.
Yes. Yeah. And then having the baby, I felt like my instinct to stay alive for my offspring was on overdrive. And so I was very fearful. And we had to go back and forth every single day because she needed her, she had jaundice. So she had to have her levels checked, and it was winter, and there was snow. And to this day, I can't drive in the snow.
Mm-hmm. And I love being a hypnotherapist because we can go back to that. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I weren't in contact at that moment because I was trying to find my way and getting moved in on Camino. And then I wanted to get to you, but I couldn't. And before I did, what did the doctors do?
Put me on medicine.
How much? Quite a bit.
Zoloft and benzodiazepines that they forgot to tell me are highly addictive. And not only that, but could cause dementia. And that I was only supposed to be on them temporary. And I was on them for 9 years mm-hmm. or 8 years.
And in those years when we'd visit, you just weren't yourself. You had, your eyes were glossy, and you just weren't my Lisa.
I was comatose.
Mm-hmm. And my Virgo Lisa mm-hmm. is like, Dina, we're going to do this, 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 and it gets done. The Lisa that was visiting me off and on wasn't really all there.
Asleep.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you done in the last 3 years?
Ha-ha. Bruh-ha.
Do you want to talk about that?
I got off the pharmaceuticals through the help of my therapist and psychiatrist and weaned myself off of them and just started to wake up.
Which is super important to taper. We'll mention that.
Yes, yeah.
It's not something you do alone, something you do slowly.
No, yes, because when I had my daughter, they had me on pain medicines for the C-section. They forgot. It's like they give you drugs and they forget to tell you these important things. They forgot to tell me to wean off of the pain medicine, and I did not wean off of it. I decided one day I'm not in pain. I'm not taking it anymore. And I started to have a withdrawal reaction while I was holding my newborn, and I almost fainted. So because of that, when it was time for me to get off of my medicines, I knew how important it was to wean from stuff. And through the help of my psychiatrist and my therapist, I weaned off of them in a few months. And I love it.
And now Lisa's back. And there's side effects of that, which are now what?
What side effects?
Of getting off your medication.
I'm awake is a side effect.
That's the best part is I can see your eyes and they're shiny and bright.
I realized I've been on and off of antidepressants my adult life, even as a teenager, late teens. And apparently I have had these anxiety tics. Now they're going to happen. And as soon as I got off the medicines, while my brain was trying to balance itself out, they were happening a lot. And it was Riley. She's like, Mom, why are you jerking with your shoulder a lot? And then I asked the psychiatrist, oh, that's anxiety tics. Don't worry about it. You probably have had them your entire life. And they'll probably taper down or calm down as soon as the medicines leave your system, mm-hmm. so don't worry about it. But I've come to love them.
You said to me it's because you're able to, oh God, I love what you said. You said, when an emotion comes up, I have to face it.
Oh, wow.
Instead of like burying it or acting like it's not there or taking a drug or self-medicating, whatever it is, You're emoting.
Yeah,
whether you want to or not.
I can't hide my feelings anymore. I can't suppress anything. Like, I'm so free. And if you're around me long enough, you can determine my moods, what I'm feeling based on how I'm ticking.
That's the true TikTok there, right? Is that. But this is weird because I was like, okay, I had a show I was going to do and it just didn't feel right. And the other day I'm going to the gym now again, which is super lovely. And I'm doing it every morning. And my voice is like, don't even worry about it. The right person will come along and it'll be perfect. And so who texts me but you with a picture of the book, the back of it, doing a chakra reading. And okay. I'm like, why not, Lisa? We need to tell Lisa's story. So I've been doing these Our Energy Matters with Anthony Mana. And it's his idea because he loves the book and he's enamored with it. And I look forward to it every week. Like, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll have our phone conversation. And anyways, it's such a gift to have him in my life. But you were listening to the show.
Yes, I've been watching your guys's Zoom videos. I love him. I'm so sad he's not in the state. I need a hug. Man, I need to hug you.
He is just so delightful. And it's like a young child just learning the chakras, and he's just so enamored with the whole thing. You know, it just lifts my spirits. But when you said in a text that you're using my book, that is what I'm looking for. The books are out there, but I want people to use them, and I want to make sure I'm still teaching. I miss it.
Yes, and I think it was last year I told you you need a second edition. This needs to come out. So I'm glad you met Anthony, and he's kind of fired you up again.
I think he wants to revise it, and then he'll put his writings in it, and I think that'll be perfect. We'll just do the chapters and the revision of what he's gotten out of it. And I'm having him back on the show Valentine's week to do our self-love. Because he was raised as a priest, really.
Wow.
And so he has the whole, if you notice in the videos, I haven't got him to be able to look up yet because they told him to look down for years. You are not to look up. So I'm still working.
You're right.
Yeah, watch that. He doesn't know that, so don't say anything.
Okay.
Because you know, like, okay, so you took all my classes.
Yes.
Remind
Reiki,
me of all those.
I'm Reiki too. I think I took a heart chakra. Yeah, you gave classes on the different chakras. I know I took the heart one. I remember that because that's when I met Chrissy.
Oh, yeah. And so what I used to do is a 7-week course. We'd go through the chakras, crown chakra to the root chakra, your intentions and your higher purpose and all that, all the way to the root chakra, which is your connection to your mother, your birth. That got really intense. That class was intense. But the heart chakra is about self-love and balancing giving and receiving. And I'm in an anger state right now because it's been 2 years that I've been able to, like.
You're wearing red. And I'm wearing, yes. We need that purple velour suit.
Where's my velour suit? But it's like, I just want to get back to teaching and doing what I love to do. So you were just a lovely sign. Anthony's been there to keep me burning bright. But I'm ready. I'm ready to get back into it. So we're doing the retreats and stuff. But what did you come out to the island do on Kameno and Whidbey? What did you want to do after you know I do it?
Swim. Yes, get in that water.
So I didn't even get in that one day. So I was like, I got to make sure she doesn't drown or have a heart attack.
It was cold.
But you came out to Whidbey and you did it.
Yes, I want to do that again. Let's get wet.
I went last night and the night before because I realized I usually get off and I would go swimming. And I haven't been doing it because I think I've been depressed. I've been looking down. I haven't been looking up. I feel like I don't have my purpose and my passion right now. I love where I'm at and I love who I'm working with and such. But I want to get back to teaching. And so you were just a nice little synchronicity. But you came to my house, both my houses. It was in Mill Creek and
all of them.
Yeah.
Linwood.
Yes. And then Kameno.
The dark one. Both of them were dark.
Yeah.
The first one was really dark.
And you came out to Kameno. So we've been doing things ever since. Oh, yeah. And you've been using the book. So what do you use it for?
I use it with my seekers. Thank you, Anthony. I don't call them clients. I call them seekers. But I use it so much. I had a photocopy at the back and laminate it. I use the chakra rocks for readings. I need a Reiki table. I'll start doing Reiki. I do oracle readings, and now I'm doing cuddle sessions, too. I do a quick reading to figure out what kind of healing they might need or want. And then when I'm cuddling, I focus on the energy or their blocked energy and release that.
And that's what everyone called it, a big hug, you know?
Yes.
Reiki's a big hug, and I'm missing healing touch. I think that's what this is all, like, at work I'm touching people's arms a lot, and I'm hugging again, and that's all lovely. But there was, you know, and I've done some Reiki sessions because I've done the retreats to Woodby, so I've done, you know, those, but I haven't taught a Reiki class in person. I did one online. I hated it. But the person had a Reiki table, so
hated
I could.
It. Oh, God.
So she's expressing herself, Lisa. But in the end, I'm missing human contact. I'm missing being on the table and everyone learning and being like a group of people at the end. We usually had dinner at my house or whatever afterwards. Man, I think we're so overdue. We've done the isolating. We've done the distancing.
Bring the circles back.
Yes, bring it back. And I had my voice say, you can't keep living in fear. I guess I'm living in fear if I think I can't do my work.
That was your card I pulled today.
I know. She did my chakra reading.
Yes, your card.
My heart's wide open.
Very, lots of masculine energy here.
Really?
Yes, you're very open.
In my heart. Oh, the masculine, because it's green.
Yes.
She's reminding me of my own book that
I'm
just forgot
the
about.
Student's becoming the teacher.
Oh, green. Maybe it's the guys I work with. I was talking about them right before I did the chakras.
You did.
They're so funny. And that's really what the chakra readings are about. So, again, you change every day. You get up and you have, you know, you go to work or you're with your family on the weekend, whatever. But every day your energy shifts as you move about. Traffic was super easy. Super easy today. So, basically, I did well. But, you know, sometimes I get here, I can feel anxious, right? Because the traffic, I get mad because people are in a hurry to go nowhere because they can pass me as much as they want, but they're not getting any further, you know, they could cause a wreck. So I just kind of try to stay in the present moment. Woodby Island's really easy because I don't have to go anywhere.
Exactly.
And the roads are one. There's one road. So life is easy on Woodby, but it is nice for me to get out here. I will be doing the second and third show from now on and the fifth show when we have one. But, I miss doing my show. I miss doing my classes. I miss doing teaching Reiki 1. And I am getting back into doing stuff in Lynnwood. And you're going to go to my new office after the show.
Yes, I'm excited.
And it does have a Reiki table.
Ooh, yay.
So maybe you'll be using it one day.
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a traveling Reiki show.
I love it.
Well, I think I see a lot more of that coming. I think our things are going to start opening up again, but we're going to take our break. But again, this is Faye Wiedenhoff. It's called Wings. One of my favorite songs got me through a rough time, and I thank you, Faye. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She keep inside. Live your dream. Don't end up crying. Spread your wings and fly.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Woodby Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kassara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
So are you ready to have a major breakthrough in your life? Marlo Williams, a certified life coach and TLT practitioner, transforms lives, moving her clients from apathy to happiness, from stress to balance, from uncertainty to total confidence, and more. Marlo will help you identify the one breakthrough point you can change to live life in more harmony with your true self. It is life-changing. Sign up for a complimentary session at marlowilliams.net and experience the magic of moving from stuckness into a life you love.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Forget those fears you keep inside. Live your dream, don't end up crying. Spread your wings and fly. Forget those fears you keep.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And joining me is my good friend Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. So I got off the phone with you yesterday and I did a little reading on my own. And that's what this is about. It's really taking care of yourself first, right?
Yes.
And then it's your relationships. But the healthier you are, the better your relationships are going to be. And I was figuring, remember I told you I'm kind of mad? And then like my voice is like, so what are you angry about? And I was like, I had to write down the things that I'm mad about. But I wrote it in a nice way. Like I'm missing smiling. Like I'm mad because I, you know, I go out and I'm with people and I can't see them. I work at a place where I have to wear my mask and they don't. So I can see them, but I know they can't see me smiling. So I that was one thing. I'm mad because of the communication, that it's much harder. A lot of people, it's really difficult. I had someone that was deaf. It was very hard for her to communicate with me or even to read my mouth because I had the mask on. I'm missing gatherings. I'm missing, you know, live music. I'm missing touching and healing, the healing touch, heart-to-heart connection, being spontaneous. So, for instance, right now I have all these ideas. Mike, my boss, Mike, my boss. He's like, let's do this, let's do that. And I'm like, I want to get excited. I want to go out and do it. And I know right now the timing's not right. So I'm trying to think of spring as being a new beginning for me. Hopefully it is. But being spontaneous is like how I roll. And it's like I feel like my spontaneity is gone and the going with the flow. Like before my voice said, talk to somebody or go out and do something. I did. Now I'm second guessing everything because I'm afraid that they might not want to be in my bubble, right? Which yeah. I've kept a bubble around me. So like I want to be in the now, but the now is that spontaneous go talk to a stranger. And I'm kind of getting it at the gym now. So I see glimpses of it. When an older gentleman's like, what are you reading? You know, and then he takes his mask off and we smile at each other.
Yeah,
and so now
nice.
They're wondering how I'm going to get through that big book, Course of Miracles, because they're like, are you still reading that thing? And what is it about? And I go, oh, it's about loving one another. And the first thing I wanted to do was grab his arm and hug him, right?
Yeah.
And I pulled away. And it was so funny because I could tell he wanted me to hug him.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, it's 2 years and I want to get back to just being me and being spontaneous and funny and silly. And I'm getting there.
Brad, do it.
Just do it. Well, that's what I got yesterday, and then the card was find the blessings in your current situation. So I think what I realize is I like me, and I like the person I am, and I think this 2 year of not being able to do my healing work, not being able to get people together in front of music is like it makes it that much more special, and I know it's my purpose and my passion, and I need to get back to doing it, and maybe that's why my heart is so big. It's time for me to get the party started.
Yes.
So I'm back on the show. I'm pretty excited. I hope me and Anthony and I can reinvent the book.
Yes, I hope so too.
So as I was thinking about doing the show, I wanted to talk about, in the book, I do relationship readings. So your energy, you fit like puzzle pieces with people.
Yes.
And sometimes you can see in a reading right away that, I don't know how this couple's doing it. Because they are actually half of each other. Like this person, you know, I'll say my ex-husband, Wayne. We were totally different people. He did his thing. I did my thing. But we made, a very dysfunctional relationship because he did too much of one thing and I did too much of another. I was big-hearted, social.
You were exhausted because you would stay up all night for that one.
Stay up.
Because that's when he would want to talk.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
And the wine. The wine. There was lots of wine.
So he'd work all day. I love, when I first met him, I was super thin. I was super, like, exercise at 4 a.m. I had my routine. And over the years, he's like, sit down, let's talk. You know, 4 hours into two bottles of wine and it's 2 a.m. I wasn't myself. And I gained all that weight and it was horrible. But weight is a way of protecting yourself.
Oh, yeah. I lost 60 pounds of protection.
And so you're going through a relationship thing.
Yes. Yes, I am processing a divorce.
Sometimes you're there for a reason. And maybe it's Riley. You have this beautiful daughter. It's wonderful. But how many people, because they're medicated or drinking two bottles of wine, stay in relationships that are not working?
Because I was medicated. In fact, my ex was like, I don't know this person that you are being off these meds. He kind of wanted me to go back on him. And I'm like, this is not working. This is not who I am. I'm waking up. My heart. I'm finally feeling me. Not me again, but I'm, in the first time in my life, feeling like, this is who I am. This is my skin, and I love this. I love this meat suit that I'm in. You came up with meat suit.
It's hard to get your meat suit out the door.
I'm loving my meat suit. So no, thank you. I will not go back to the medicine to make me asleep. You either come along, and he stood in the kitchen crying, I wish you didn't wake me up. And right then I knew we were over completely.
And you got your wings, and then you gave them back to me.
Yes, and I have your phoenix mask.
And I have to say, 1 year after me getting divorced, those hippie skirts fell off me. I literally could not wear any of the clothes. I mean, like, I couldn't wear any of those clothes because I lost so much weight, and I got back to being, you know, in the gym. I got back to being up early. Mm-hmm. I exercised. I was out in the sun.
Living.
I was, well, that's who I am. And I think it's okay for someone who loves to sit in front of a computer for 10 hours a day. Or if that's what they want to do, or play video games or whatever. But that's not me. You know, I can't do that. And I think when you get in a relationship, you tend to give pieces of yourself away over time. You don't mean to, but you do. And that's when you become the other half of a person instead of two whole people.
You get absorbed. No, stop.
And so I love the relationship readings because it's in my book that me and my ex were two different people. You know, he's super assertive and angry, and he's always like getting into things and like that. And I'm always like, okay, let's just take in every stray and love everybody.
Like, you were like that. You were so flowy, like your skirts.
Yes. Well, me and my hippie skirts. And that's the first thing I got rid of is because I wanted to get back into the gym and wear those silly little suits every day so I could, because you never know when you're going to work out. It's like, you got to go to the gym. Like today, I wish I wouldn't have wore jeans so I could go to the gym afterwards. But it's, relationships are, when you're first of all healthy with your higher self, let's put that, your first year relationship is with something bigger than you, then that relationship spills into your heart chakra, which is you, and you become in love with yourself, then you attract different
beautiful
people.
Light. You attract that vibration and that beautiful light back.
And the other way is if you're not true to yourself and you're always saying yes when you want to say no, and you become resentful and a victim and all this other stuff, you're going to get those bullies.
The heavy, yeah.
The heavy duty people.
The dark energy.
The vampires.
Yes. Boo.
And guess what? How we met at a Queensryche blood drive and we are vampires. Can't make it up. But anyways.
For real.
And you know what I have to say? Relationships also are a good thing because without him, I wouldn't have been a hypnotherapist and I wouldn't be sitting here right now with you.
Yes. And I'm realizing with current connections I have in my life, I'm not judging whether a connection is good or bad, whether a lesson is good or bad. It's only a bad lesson if I don't learn from it. So,
well, my daughter yesterday gave me a little talk. See, my kids are now giving me the pep talk, but she's like, Mom, there were a lot of good times. So let's just focus on those. At this point in our life, let's not focus on what was broken and didn't work. You know, we're adults. Let's focus on the beauty of that relationship and what we got out of it. Right.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So I did have and he was doing Reiki with us for quite a while. And that's when he was doing better, too. And I was doing better.
Yes. And even when I was pregnant, that was nice.
Yeah.
So they were good. Yeah.
See? And doesn't that shift our energy and our hearts?
Uh-huh.
So.
I feel a little happier for
him. So that's where we got to be. Gratitude, attitude, and then move on. But yeah, it's really important that you, for instance, on the island, there's certain places I went to right away and I just felt so good. And then when I walk in now, I don't eat there anymore. I don't want to eat there and it doesn't feel good. But if somebody, oh gosh, my friend's like, let's go eat somewhere. And I didn't want to eat there. And as soon as we get there, the lady coughed on our food and all these things because it's not healthy anymore. But my energy, I sense that intuitively. Mm-hmm. So that's important that when you have a feeling or an intuition and you don't want to do something, absolutely do not do it until it feels good. But when we're growing up as children, you know, we were told to do things that maybe we have a teacher that was super not nice to us, but we had to go to school every day. I had family members that I was totally didn't want to be around. They're bullies, but I had to, you know, people please or whatever and be that person that, you know, fix things. But, you know, now that we're adults, I think we're all adults, we can make decisions based on how it feels. And if it feels good, you keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning to check in with myself first before I say yes or no to anything.
And the book is called Our Energy Matters because I had a client named Nanette who was this beautiful, voluptuous, lovely, you wanted to hug her every time you saw her. And she'd come with her friend into Snohomish for the day and do antiquing and everything and get a reading with me. Well, her friend was super kind of thin and stoic, and she was always sick with some, like, major illness, like blood diseases and all cancer, whatever. But she was starting to shift. I could tell her chakras were different. At first, she was kind of healthy, and then they were, like, all of a sudden, she had, like, all these pink stones and a big yellow chunk of citrine in her gut. And I said, so are you angry? And she's like, you know, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. She kind of thought I was full of it or something. I said, well, something's going on. You're giving too much and you need to pull back. And then she wrote me a card and it said, you're right. She lived on Kamano Island long before I did. And she said, you know, I live in a vacation home and I'm never on vacation. I work 24/7 for everyone but myself. And you're right. You're spot on about the resentment and the anger. And it was just really weird. She goes, and yesterday, I can't believe it. You went to my friend's house for her trunk show and I came after you and I had just seen you on Friday. And Judy Milton, she's been on the show, and her husband, Jeff Milton. But Nanette actually passed away like 3 months later. She got cancer in her heart chakra, right there in her throat, right here, her higher heart, and died 3 months. But it was like she just couldn't stop giving. And her friend's, of course, still alive and all that, the other one. But it just taught me, that's where I got our energy matters. Aww. I mean, and about putting that oxygen mask on, of course. But my friend, beautiful Judy Milton, actually, years later, she went to hospice. And she actually was working hospice because of Nanette, you know. Aww. But I didn't know the story that she felt the same way, that this person was sucking the life out of Nanette. And who called me, like, years later? Person. She goes, am I that person in the book? I said, I don't know if the shoe fits. But it was like one of those things. She's still alive. She's still out there doing her thing. And, you know, it taught me a huge valuable lesson that your energy does matter. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing something like I love being out in the water. I love being outside in nature. I love being with my kids, my grandkids, my friends that I've had forever. But, you know, if I just don't force myself to do things I don't want to do anymore.
Mm-mm.
Even at work.
Oh, work.
Because you were talking about that. Okay. So as your energy shifts, then everything around you shifts. So Self-Love 101 is, it's on my phone. It's like every Friday, I guess I have a class called Self-Love 101. I don't know where it came from. But I guess that's what I'm supposed to remember, to take care of myself. And that's it. I mean, your relationship with yourself is more important than anything, because when you leave, you take that with you. You don't take your kids. You don't take your husbands. You don't take anything else but the energy you have inside your heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's warm and fuzzy and you feel pink inside, do that. So also, you know, in the book, we have like astrology and I have numerology. And lately I'm getting all threes. No matter who comes to me has got threes in their life number. And that's about sensitivity and expression. It's about being able to be yourself, be authentic, and talk openly about who you are. And so when I see all this, the mask wearing, and I see all this throat chakra stifling stuff going on, it's a lot harder for some people because they came here to express themselves. And I'm one of those people. So if I'm in a place where I can't be myself, I get sick. And I'm kind of having some lung issues with the mask. I really do. It's really hard on me. But in the end, it's all about finding out who you are, being authentic, and being happy. Mm-hmm. That's the prescription for 2022.
I have these things in my motorhome on this board, and one of them I brought today is be authentic and glorious flawed. Speak your truth and listen. Gloriously flawed. That's beautiful. That, yes.
And then I started, like, I was doing my intentions every day, which I do, and I count my blessings. And I thought, you know, every day I was going, oh, I just want to bring me the abundance of the universe in all of its forms, health, wealth, blah, blah, blah. I was saying these things. And then one day I'm like, I just want to have fun at work. I mean, why wasn't I saying that? Like, I just want to have fun at work. And that's when we were supposed to have a tornado, and then the rainbow came out, and I was outside getting my picture, and those guys are like, you're crazy. You just crawled up on that thing and said, take my picture. You know, and it turned out to be a really fun day. But it's one of those, oh, and then the last week when my boss said, Dina, get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, it's your Friday. That's what he said. It's your Friday. Get out of here. And then the sun came up, and it was like, oh, my God. So I'm at the beach, and it's the most beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And he texts me a picture of my place with the same sunset. And he's saying, oh, my God. Yeah. He doesn't know it's a live picture. But it was one of those things. So I go back, and I show the guys, look at this. This is Mike going, oh, my gosh. So we pull it out and laugh at for the whole week. But it was like, I asked for fun, right? Why can't you have fun?
We should be having fun. That's what we're here for, the human experience.
Even in the midst of this thing, instead of me focusing on all the things that I
look at me, I have pigtails, and look at my crazy socks.
And your hair's bright red.
Always.
Yes. Well, and that's how I know you're, oh gosh, that's what? How I know you're you. Because again, the last, gosh, not about 4 or 5 years ago when you came out to the island, you were not redheaded. You were not yourself.
My hair was probably brown and gray, and
you are so quiet.
Sad, yes,
but you're back.
Yes, awake.
Oh, but then again, too, you got to think about the energy, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we come and go as a
ebb and flow.
Couple, yeah, mm-hmm. Like coupling therapy. Mm-hmm. When our energies are so different, and then when our energies are the same, so like. What are the odds of me having the office in Linwood, you not knowing about it, and us go right afterwards and doing a reading? And
stuff? Yeah, I think when we need each other, we have this light or this beacon.
Or how about the fact that when I had my stuff in a car, only my prized, cherished possessions, mm-hmm. the only person I could think of safely giving it to was you.
Virgo.
Okay. Well, that's true. Like astrology, I love relationship readings, and I love doing the numerology, and I love doing the astrology. And you can do your chart, which I really enjoy with the planets you're sending and all that. But my Virgo friends, Faye's Virgo, they tend to like bring me food when I'm hungry.
Hold your keys. Make sure you pick. I pick up your keys and your phone when we're at the gym.
You got your keys, Dina. I love Virgos, but both our planets are. We have a Mercury, and that's communication, right? Uh-huh. So a lot of people in my life right now, which is really weird, is Geminis, Leos, and, of course, Virgos. Those are my – and I do that. Like, and then I'll be going through a stage where it's all Capricorns, which I'm like, why am I – oh, but Benny's a Capricorn. But because I need someone dependable and who will show up and do what they say they're going to do. That's a Capricorn. So each sign, you know, we go from Aries to Pisces, but Pisces is the old man. Aries is the baby who's just like, I'm gonna
fire.
Do this, and I'm gonna cry. And that was my husband,
Wayne. All those Aries.
Those Aries. I like them because I don't have any fire in my chart. So I'm attracted to fire signs. But right now I'm hanging around a lot of Leos and some Geminis and Virgos. But it again, the guys I work with, they're all Virgos, Libras, they're Sagittarius, which is, I love, I'm an air sign. I like spontaneity and I like fluidity and I like to have fun. But so if you're with a Capricorn, let's say, instance, and an Aries. I can't imagine an Aries and a Capricorn. How would that work? Not very well.
Earth and fire.
Aries are just like constantly changing, and they're going to do this, but they never finish anything. Capricorns are super like dependable. That's what I find anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
They might drive you nuts, and Aries might drive you nuts.
They do sometimes.
But me and my ex, Wayne, we had fun on vacation. We always had a good time on vacation.
Oh, they're fun. Fire is fun.
Yeah. So that's one thing you want to look at. And the book is kind of fun. I used to have a class where I taught, like, you just put the elements. We call it the elementals. And that's what Anthony Manta talks about, the elementals. And air, earth, fire, and water. So if I'm hanging out with a water sign, I'm not. I just don't do it very often. Water signs are super emotional. And
I get deep.
They get deep, Scorpios, But, you know, and then we have, the numerology. I did a reading with my son. He and I, I'm in a three. He's in a 2 year, in a year. So he's working on the 1 through 9 at a 2 and a 3. So we're perfect for that.
You have to do mine again.
We'll do it after the show. And 35-8 is what I am. And he's a 35-8. And I haven't done his chart forever. And I totally forgot. But if he and I are in a business and we sit down and do a relationship reading, we're actually in a good place to start something together. And he'll be there, too, and you'll get to say hi to Michael. But, yeah, doing the whole office in Linwood is going to make it much easier this spring to get people to come in because the island has the ferry and it is a little bit further away. But I'm really excited to have an office again.
Yay.
And here you are.
Yes, here I am.
And you're going to come out to the island and visit me.
Yes, I'm going to bring the Moho.
And Riley.
Yes.
And then you're going to go to the labyrinth.
I can't wait.
So that's what I have going on right now. I'm just bringing people over and you...
Go swimming.
Yep.
Get wet.
Well,
what the heck?
You get to do that. I wouldn't take a stranger swimming because what if they got hurt?
Yeah, I'm not a stranger.
No. But they get to do the labyrinth. They go to the beach. We do the chakra reading there down at my beach. I won't say which one it is. A Reiki session, my office in Bayview. So I'm looking forward to getting back. And my voice is still like, I got 2 weeks. It's like, wait till February to kind of get the ball rolling. And it makes sense with everybody kind of not feeling well over the holidays and kind of making up for lost time.
Coming out of this winter stuff.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. Last year at this time, I was at the Whidbey Island Distillery doing tours, right? So people come in and they get a little liqueur and a little bit of the whiskey we make, the Bunker Rye. And it was a session because they hadn't talked to anyone in 6 months. They were locked up in their hotel room for 10 weeks or whatever. So whoever came out last year was, you know, teachers that thought they were going to get back on their meds but didn't, you know. They're telling me this in a, like, 15-minute tasting. And it was like we were the only thing open, you know, and we were the only place people could get away from Seattle. And I would just sit with people and talk. Mm-hmm. So and someone just gave me a thing saying, oh, she's the loveliest person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm doing my counseling here. And they're like, and then the guys are like, so what did you say to them? I'm like, I don't even remember who they are, but they put it on TripAdvisor and stuff.
Nice.
I know. I got a guaranteed job on Whidbey Island. But yeah, so I don't know. I think that I feel hopeful again, which, you know, I kind of don't remember last year much. It was kind of on the back burner.
Yeah, I don't either. I was holed up in my spare bedroom, sleeping under a table. I made a cave. I didn't know what was going to happen to me in my life. And I do. I feel like I'm coming out of the dark.
You know, I think a lot of people, that's what I was getting, like these, the traveling nurses. I got lots of traveling nurses. So I'm like the news. I know everything around the country. And I was interviewing authors from all over the world. So Empowered Publicity was like, hey, why don't you do author show,
awesome.
Highlights? And that's how I met Anthony Mana. But I, you know, a guru in Portugal, writers from like Germany, Dubai, nurses mm-hmm. in Germany, but had written these children's books. And, you know, I got the last year and a half, I have gotten the real story from working in the grocery store to doing the census again, which I have to say with the census, all I went to was vacation homes. And it was during the summer of 2020 and everyone was happy. You know, people weren't really masked. They were just so thrilled to be in a house with their family again without having to, you know.
Be somewhere.
Yeah. My grandkids are in that house over there. We don't live here. This is just our vacation home. But it was, 2.5 months of going to San Juan's and Anacortes and Lake Cavanaugh. It's the most beautiful. I swear God loves me because I got paid to run around and talk to people during a pandemic. But, yeah, and then being at the distillery and being there during tourism hours, I've just seen thousands and thousands of people. And you know what? Everyone's pretty happy, really. Mm-hmm. I don't get the news part because I'm not seeing that in people.
Uh-huh.
So I am hopeful for the first time in a long time. But let's see. What are we going to do? You're probably going to do some classes with me or something.
Yes.
Yay.
I hope to come back and do this again. I love talking.
She was so excited. And I was so excited. You're an answered prayer.
Yay.
Yeah, so if you want to come out to the island or get some healing work with me, I really don't like to do phone sessions, but they can be done. I've also learned how to do chakra readings online. But, yeah, Whidbey Island, come out for a four-hour retreat with me. If you want to spend the night, I can help you find places to stay. I'll start doing that in February, celebrating the Heart Month, the month of the heart.
Yay.
Yeah. And other than that, I have an office in Linwood if you feel like you want to just do an hour session. And then hopefully I'm going to be teaching classes and doing a Reiki one.
Yes.
And Lisa will be joining me. So you can get me at dina-marie.com. If you want to see Anthony Mana and I and our Energy Matters, that's anthonymanabooks.com, and it's on YouTube. And we do them every week, and I just adore him. He's another answered prayer.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, he's lovely. So, yes, and we're going to end the show with a Faye's song, Home. And that song, that album, is when I was divorced about 10 years ago. That was so crazy. I moved to Camino and I listened to this and I just loved this song. The same album has the Wings song, but the Wings is like just learning to fly again, getting out there. And of course I saw eagles every day, and that song got me through. And then this Home song is like, I always say there's no place like Om, and home is where the heart is, right?
Yeah.
And if you click your heels three times, there's no place like Om. There's no place like Om. There's no place like Om. And that's where we want to be, is in our heart space again and love one another and celebrate. But we're going to end the show with that song. WeAreCStar.com is her website. And Lisa and I will join you again maybe in a couple months.
Yay.
Awesome. Woo-hoo. All right. Come back next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Have no fear, or even that great big sky, enchanted dear, but you found your home. My hopes live on your shores and your sides, but far beyond trying to understand. And sometimes love doesn't walk hand in hand, but I know. And it's fun.